Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, it's, Tom, the demand has been enormous for some time. I mean, these drugs are really diabetes medications, GLP-1s. They are enormously effective for diabetes control. We're seeing people's A1C, which is the measure of diabetes, long-term diabetes control, drop dramatically. People that were formerly not able to get their diabetes under control with traditional medications, and these medications have really been miraculous from that perspective. Obviously quite expensive. GLP-1s as a category are not new. We've had injectable, actually one of them, a daily injectable is available generically now, and the biweekly injections that we've had for some time are available generically, so much less expensive. But the daily ones that have been in the news for the last couple of years really haven't become available generically and are very expensive. And I think the first shot across the bow by the Trump administration was the most favored nation's pricing on all pharmaceuticals. And he told the story about his friend that was on the medication and paying $1,300 in New York City and paying $88 in London for the same drug by the same company. And, you know, his reaction to that was to seek the best price in the world, essentially, for U.S. Citizens, and he's spot on. We've been funding research and development through our pharmaceutical manufacturers and funding that really for the world, for other countries who might have price controls, who might have socialized medicine. And, you know, so he's realized that, you know, that can't continue. Similarly to, you know, the NATO defense costs, the rest of the world should pay their fair share, so on and so forth. But anyway, then he took on a couple of the manufacturers directly and met with them, and both Novo Nordisk and Lilly, and he's met with Pfizer, have agreed to lower their pricing dramatically. We're not sure exactly how that works, quite honestly, because we've received no notice of the lowering of our acquisition price. We don't know if that'll be done through rebates or whatever. Apparently, it's the conversation at this point is for people that pay out of pocket versus those that are insured. That's not really a realistic solution because then that skews insurance costs, quite honestly. So we don't know the details. Similarly, we actually don't know the details of the Medicare negotiated price drugs. There are 10 of them that start January 1st. We don't know the details of how that's going to work, quite honestly, and potentially creating access issues for those 10 drugs for the Medicare population. But further on these, Lilly first announced an initiative to send Wegovy directly to consumers. Not really a model that works very well to circumvent the delivery through pharmacy because patients need counseling. These drugs have a lot of side effects, need to be used properly, so on and so forth. and to disrupt the traditional drug distribution system by circumventing the pharmacists is totally an inappropriate model. And I don't think Lilly wants to be in the business to shipping of shipping their medications directly to consumers. They would much rather distribute them through the traditional chains, through wholesalers, through retail pharmacies, and so on, community pharmacies. But long and short of it is, we don't know the answers to how it's going to happen next, but we are very, very excited about the lowering of the price, because, believe me, nobody in the distribution system does well when these drugs are outrageously expensive. Of course, quite honestly, as I think we've talked before, Tom, many of the insurers, or the middlemen that contract with insurers to pay pharmacy claims, they're called PBMs, pharmacy benefit managers. They pay pharmacies below our acquisition cost in some instances. So we're faced with a matter of losing money to take care of our patients. We've never been in a situation in history where we've had to refuse patients because we can't get paid for their medications. I mean, it's a totally ridiculous situation. And we're looking for resolve to that, both in Albany. We're close. We have a pop-up bill in Albany, Patient Access to Pharmacies Act, that passed in our New York State Senate but has not yet passed in the Assembly. We have lots of legislative proposals in Washington, some that have been part of the budget reconciliation process last December. We had it all in the package, and then it got tweeted out by Elon Musk at the 11th hour. It came back into the funding package in March, and Senator Schumer took it out because of his concern over some hospital funding. And now we're still waiting, as the government is shut down, for some federal action on the legislation. And we're just waiting, and pharmacies are closing. As we know, in Rite Aids have closed because of this same circumstance and many others. And there's lots of communities and neighborhoods where the pharmacy is closed, and they're oftentimes the only accessible healthcare professional serving those communities, and it's a crisis situation. So this is one piece of the puzzle. If we can get those prices lowered, make sure that pharmacies aren't losing money to be able to take care of patients' needs with these medications, it's a potential solution, but the devil will be in the detail for sure.
How concerned are you about the circumventing of the these weight loss drugs, circumventing the pharmacy and going right from the drug maker to the consumer, as you've noted?
Well, very concerned. Obviously, I've been a pharmacist for now 45 years, and it's a crisis situation when you bypass the health professionals that are there. We're not there just to dispense the medication. We're there to make sure the patients know how to use them properly, what to do if they have side effect, how to avoid side effect, how to take it in relation to other drugs, how to take it in relation to food and other activities that of daily living that people have. And the role of the pharmacist as really one of the most accessible healthcare professionals in the community, that role should not be circumvented. I mean, we all spend a whole lot of time learning about this stuff in school, much more so than any other healthcare professional when it comes to the pharmaceuticals and the medications and so on. And it would be a very, very foolish move to eliminate that piece of the puzzle, that access point and that control point, really, because we are there to, in a collegial way, to support the efforts of the prescriber, who are expert in diagnostics, and then select a medication to use as the treatment. And that treatment, that money that we spend on those treatments would be wasted if they're not used properly. And we know that medications are frequently not used properly. And the more and more we, as my colleagues and I, try to make sure that we're doing our job in terms of educating patients and making sure they understand the complexities of the very, very potent and obviously in this case very expensive medications that they're using, we don't want to circumvent that. That would be clearly malpractice from the societal perspective, if you will.
How many more people do you think will be coming to you for these weight loss drugs when the price comes down next year?
Oh, I think that it will continue to grow in terms of the demand. I mean, as I mentioned, I started out the conversation with how effective these medications are for diabetes control. and they also are effective for weight loss. I mean, the number one health crisis in America today is obesity and poor nutrition and all those things that go along with that. And that's another piece that I didn't even mention. If we're going to use these weight loss drugs and not deal with our poor nutritional habits, we're also making a huge mistake medically. So I believe that demand will continue to grow. Obviously, with $1,300 expense versus, you know, what are they saying, $150 or something now for the new cash price. When you lower the price, that usually translates to more use, more demand, whatever. Supply and demand kind of impacts on those kinds of things. So I believe it will continue to drive utilization up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.